الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله وسلم على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين وسلم تسليما كثيرا أما بعد. Today is the 20th of Jumada Thani 1433, which corresponds to the 11th of May 2012. And we were discussing in our last session some of the qualities of the munafiqeen wal-iyadu billah, the hypocrites, in regards to their the manner in which they establish the salah is that one, like the manner of those who are lazy. And when they, if they remember Allah, they do so but little. They don't remember Allah abundantly. We did not discuss or initiate the discussion on Ayah 143. Therefore, we will be doing that now. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم مذبذبين بين ذلك لا إله هؤلاء ولا إله هؤلاء. Wait. You just want to get make sure I got this one right. Aywa. مُذَبْذَبِينَ بَيْنَ ذَلِكَ لَا إِلَهَ هَؤُلَاءِ وَلَا إِلَهَ هَؤُلَاءِ. Wavering between them, neither belonging to the believers nor to the disbelievers. And whoever Allah leaves astray. Oh, the Shaykh didn't mention that part. Yeah, he did. وَمَن يُضْلِلِ اللَّهُ فَلَن تَجِدَ لَهُ سَبِيلًا. Because the tafsir doesn't mention it until the middle of the paragraph. And whoever Allah leaves astray, never will you find for him a way. The Shaykh said in his tafsir, rahimahullah, أي مترددين بين فريق المؤمنين وفريق الكافرين. They are wavering between the fariq is like a team, like the believers' team and the disbelievers' team. فلا من المؤمنين ظاهرا وباطنا ولا من الكافرين ظاهرا وباطنا. Amazing. They are neither of the believers inwardly and outwardly, nor are they of the disbelievers inwardly and outwardly. They have 50-50. Outwardly with the believers, inwardly with the kuffar. So when they're with the kuffar, they share the inward, but they don't share the outward. Because the outwardly situation is that they look like Muslims. And when they are with the munafiqeen, with the believers, they share the outwardly, but they do not share the inwardly. Because inwardly they are with the kuffar. Right? Right. أعطوا باطنهم للكافرين وظاهرهم للمؤمنين. They have given their inwardly standards or inwardly status or inwardly condition, that's better, to the disbelievers and their outwardly to the believers. وهذا أعظم ضلال يقدر. This is the greatest form of deviance which you can estimate. The greatest kind of deviance which you can estimate is that kind of deviance. وَلِهَذَا قَالْ. Therefore Allah said, وَمَنْ يُضْلِلِ اللَّهُ فَلَنْ تَجِدَ لَهُ سَبِيلًا. Whosoever Allah allows to go astray, then you will never find one who can guide him. أَيْ لَنْ تَجِدَ طَرِيقًا لِهِدَايَتِهِ وَلَا وَسِيلَةً لِتَرْكِ غِوَايَتِهِ. You will not find a way to guide him, nor a means to have him abandon his desires and his conceit. لأنه انغلق عنه باب الرحمة. Because the door of mercy has been closed before him. وصار بدله كل نقمة. And it was replaced with every kind of conflict or every kind of disaster, every kind of problem, every kind of evil. فهذه الأوصاف المذمومة تدل بتنبيهها على أن المؤمنين متصفون بضدها. من الصدق ظاهرا وباطنا والإخلاص. These qualities that Allah mentioned, that blameworthy qualities, they allude and they bring your attention, huh, to the fact that the believers are attributed or are described with the opposite of the qualities of the hypocrites, such as truthfulness, outwardly and inwardly, and sincerity. Ikhlas, sincerity, unlike the munafiqeen. وَأَنَّهُمْ لَا يُجْهَلُوا مَا عِنْدَهُمْ. and that what they have is not to be ignored, nor is it unknown. وَنَشَاطُهُمْ فِي صَلَاتِهِمْ وَعِبَادَتِهِمْ وَكَثْرَةُ ذِكْرِهِمْ لِلَّهِ تَعَالَى. And the believers will also be characterized by their energetic condition in their salah and in their ibadah and their abundance of remembrance of Allah. وَأَنَّهُمْ قَدْ هَدَاهُمُ اللَّهُ وَوَفَّقَهُمْ لِلصِّرَاطِ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ. And that Allah has guided them and He has granted them success so they can follow the straight path. فَلْيَعْرِضْ الْعَاقِلُ نَفْسَهُ عَلَىٰ هَذَيْنِ الْأَمْرَيْنِ. Let the intelligent one amongst us present himself before these two matters. Which one are you and which one am I? وَلْيَخْتَرْ أَيُّهُمَا أَوْلَى بِهِ. And let him choose the one which is more becoming. وَاللَّهُ الْمُسْتَعَانُ. And Allah is the source of strength, and Allah's aid is sought. Ayah 144. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu la tattakhidhu al-kafirina awliya'a min dunil mu'minin. Aturiduna an taj'alu lillahi 'alaykum sultanan mubina. O you who have believed, do not take the disbelievers as allies instead of the believers. Do you wish to give Allah against yourselves a clear case? لَمَّا ذَكَرَ أَنَّ مِنْ صِفَاتِ الْمُنَافِقِينَ اتِّخَاذِ الْكَافِرِينَ أَوْلِيَاءَ مِنْ دُونِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. After Allah stated that among the qualities of the hypocrites is taking the disbelievers as allies instead of the believers, نهى عباده المؤمنين أن يتصفوا بهذه الحالة القبيحة. Allah prohibited His believing slaves from ever sharing this abhorrent quality. Never be like the munafiqeen, in a sense, be an ally with the believers against the disbelievers. Be an ally with the disbelievers, afwan, against the believers. Never be like them. وَأَنْ يُشَابِهُ الْمُنَافِقِينَ. That you should resemble the hypocrites. فَإِنَّ ذَلِكَ مُوجِبٌ لِأَنْ تَجْعَلُوا لِلَّهِ عَلَيْكُمْ سُلْطَانًا مُبِينًا. This then necessitates that you're giving Allah a clear case against you. أي حُجَّةً وَاضِحَةً عَلَىٰ عُقُوبَتِكُمْ. You're giving Allah a clear proof of your deserving of punishment. فَإِنَّهُ قَدْ أَنذَرَنَا وَحَذَّرَنَا مِنْهَا. Allah has warned us. Allah has warned us and made us cautious of this. وَأَخْبَرَنَا بِمَا فِيهَا مِنَ الْمَفَاسِدِ. And He further told us about the evil and the harm which it contains. فَسُلُوكِهَا بَعْدَ هَذَا مُوجِبٌ لِلْعِقَابِ. Then following that path afterwards necessitates punishment. Do you see how serious the matter is? Because some of us may be falling into that in our daily lives. You see, this applies on a large, broad scope. In a sense that an Islamic government or country may do so with a non-Islamic government against Muslims. Okay? And it may apply on individual basis. Where a Muslim will take and be friends with a disbeliever against his believing brother. Not that he's expected to wrong the disbeliever because of his believing brother, so that he oppresses the disbeliever and he like bears a false testimony or something. No. Justice is required. But in terms of affiliation, in terms of allegiance, that should be given to the believers, not the disbelievers. That's why a Muslim cannot be part of the army of any disbelieving force. Or at least, let's say, one engaging in war with Muslims. Because it entails that you're going to carry the weapon against your Muslim brother. And that's not okay. And it's a quality of hypocrisy. وفي هذه الآية دليل على كمال عدل الله. In this ayah, there's an indication about the complete justice of Allah. وأن الله لا يعذب أحدا قبل قيام الحجة عليه. That Allah never punishes anyone until the proof has been established against him. Allah never punishes anyone until the proof has been established against him. If you didn't know, you didn't know. You're not held accountable. If you knew and you didn't act, then you are accountable. Very important. Never will Allah punish. Remember, there's this ayah which we've asked like a million times, and I don't know how many of you remember it now, but we said this is one of the ayahs we use to prove that the disbeliever or the one who dies without ever having received the message of Islam will not be punished because of an ayah in the Quran which is explicit. Right. I think you wrote it down last time, Abdul Hadi. I think you wrote it down last time. That ayah. I remember saying that we have to memorize. It's a crucial ayah for you to prove something. Surah Al-Isra. وَمَا كُنَّا مُعَذِّبِينَ حَتَّى نَبْعَثَ رَسُولًا. We were never to punish anyone until a messenger has been sent. Meaning if the message hasn't been delivered, you're not responsible. Remember? I guess not. Anywho, وَفِيهَا التَّحْذِيرُ مِنَ الْمَعَاصِي. And also in this ayah, there's warning against sins. فَإِنَّ فَاعِلَهَا يَجْعَلُ لِلَّهِ عَلَيْهِ سُلْطَانًا مُبِينًا. The one who does these sins is giving Allah a clear case against him. صلى الله العافية. Now a very critical ayah as well. Ayah number 145.
إِنَّ الْمُنَافِقِينَ فِي الدَّرْكِ الْأَسْفَلِ مِنَ النَّارِ وَلَن تَجِدَ لَهُمْ نَصِيرًا إِلَّا الَّذِينَ تَابُوا وَأَصْلَحُوا وَاعْتَصَمُوا بِاللَّهِ وَأَخْلَصُوا دِينَهُمْ لِلَّهِ فَأُولَئِكَ مَعَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ وَسَوْفَ يُؤْتِ اللَّهُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ أَجْرًا عَظِيمًا.
Indeed, the hypocrites will be in the lowest depths of the fire, and never will you find for them a helper. Except for those who repent, correct themselves, and hold fast to Allah, and are sincere in their religion for Allah. For those will be with the believers, and Allah is going to give the believers a great reward.
يُخْبِرُ تَعَالَىٰ عَنْ مَآلِ الْمُنَافِقِينَ أَنَّهُمْ فِي أَسْفَلِ الدَّرَكَاتِ مِنَ الْعَذَابِ وَأَشَرِّ الْحَالَاتِ مِنَ الْعِقَابِ.
Allah informs us about the destination, the outcome of the munafiqeen. That they shall be in the lowest of the levels of punishment. يعني where the عذاب, the نار. They will be in the lowest level. And the worst kind of torment. The lowest level of torment and the worst kind of punishment.
فَهُمْ تَحْتَ سَائِرِ الْكُفَّارِ.
They will be below the rest of the disbelievers. Why? Who can tell us why?
Jews, Christians, Hindus, Buddhists, atheists, batikh.
They're going to be on top.
Munafiqeen.
They're going to be below.
Below means worse. The lower in Jahannam, the worse the punishment. So why would the munafiqeen who prayed, who did hajj, who paid zakah, who gave the shahada many times a day, why would they be beneath the kuffar in the hellfire?
They are the threat inside the Muslim community.
Yes, because their harm is greater. They share with the kuffar the disbelief. They share with the kuffar disbelief. But on top of that, they display belief. So their ability to deceive us is way greater than that of the disbeliever, because the disbeliever is not playing games, telling you, I'm a kafir, I'm a Christian, I don't care about you. This one comes, sits with you, goes with you, prays with you, but behind the scenes he's cooking a lot of stuff. You see? And he doesn't really believe. وَإِذَا خَلَوْا إِلَى شَيَاطِينِهِمْ قَالُوا إِنَّا مَعْكُمْ إِنَّمَا نَحْنُ مُسْتَهْزِئُونَ. Whenever they go with the shayateen, they say, we're with you, just mocking these people, man, crazy Muslim. When we're there, we'll just pretend that we're Muslim, say, Salaamu alaykum, wa alaykum salam. Many people are like this here, man. Don't go far. When they see you, Salaamu alaykum. Who is inside? Doesn't pray, doesn't do anything, doesn't even shi Allah lam shihak. When they see mutawwi', they become mutawwi'. Mutawwi' comes, Salaamu alaykum, now subhanAllah, he remembers Allah now. Whenever he's not around, all his words are F and Ish and all these nasty words. Huh?
فهم تحت سائر الكفار لأنهم شاركوهم بالكفر بالله.
They will be under the rest of the disbelievers because they share with them their disbelief in Allah. ومعادات رسله, and their animosity against his messengers.
وزادوا عليهم المكر والخديعة والتمكن من كثير من أنواع العداوة للمؤمنين على وجه لا يشعر به ولا يحس.
But they went beyond the disbelievers in their treachery, in their plotting, and their deceiving, and the ability for them to have all kinds of enmity against the believers in a manner which cannot be felt or identified.
ورتبوا على ذلك جريان أحكام الإسلام عليهم واستحقاق ما لا يستحقونه.
And due to that, they had the rules, the legislative implications of the Sharia. It was applying to them even though they are not deserving of it. They are not deserving of it. They're kuffar, but they're getting the treatment of the Muslims. Huh? If they die, they bury them in the Muslim graveyard and Salatul Janazah is prayed on them. Huh? People making dua for them. In this life, they get inheritance. Otherwise, the kafir doesn't inherit. He's married to Muslims. The kafir is not allowed to marry a Muslim. A kafir man cannot marry a Muslim woman. They're getting by, huh? They're getting away with everything. Which reminds me of a halal joke. A man, halal joke meaning, you know, there's nothing wrong with it. A man got married to a woman, obviously. And on the wedding night, the mother, on their wedding night, the night of dakhla, consummation of marriage, the mother came to the man and said, her daughter was on her period, okay, on her menstrual cycle. So she wanted to give him a hint, yani, you can't, you know, leave her tonight because she's on her cycle. So she told him, my daughter's not praying. Okay, not praying, meaning now she's on her cycle. He said, who told you I pray, Shaykh? Who told you I pray, Aslan? Like, what? صفى عمرك ولا عذر. Surprise is an idiot, man. See? So they changed their mind after and said, okay, I'm glad you told us. It's over. Khalas, you can't marry our believing daughter. See what I'm saying? So some people are funny, man. They come with that stuff. He doesn't pray anything. He just wants to get by and get married, pretend to be a Muslim. As soon as he's married, everything is on vacation. وَالْعِيَاذُ بِاللَّهِ طيب. وَلَيْسَ نعم. Where was I? نعم. وَرَتَّبُوا عَلَيْهِ وَأَيْوَ فَبِذَلِكَ وَنَحْوِهِ إِسْتَحَقُّوا أَشَدَّ الْعَذَابِ. Because of that and similar issues, they became deserving of the greatest punishment, the severest torment. وَلَيْسَ لَهُمْ مَنْفَذٌ مِنْ عَذَابِهِ. And they will have no outlet No outlet to save him from this adab. وَلَا نَاصِرٌ يَدْفَعُ عَنْهُمْ بَعْدَ عِقَابٍ. Nor will they find a helper or a protector to kind of take away some of the punishment. No one will be able to aid them and support them. In Ayah 146, the Shaykh, which I read, the Shaykh said, وَهَذَا عَمٌ لِكُلِّ مُنَافِقٍ. Now this is a general principle applying to every hypocrite. Are there exceptions? Exceptions to what we just said? Yes. إِلَّا مَنْ مَنَّ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِمْ بِالتَّوْبَةِ مِنَ السَّيِّئَاتِ. Except those whom Allah has bestowed upon them the favor of repenting from these evil deeds. وَأَصْلَحُوا and لَهُ الظَّوَاهِرُ وَالْبَطِنِ. They rectified for Allah's sake the outwardly and the inwardly. أَصْلَح, to rectify. To rectify. وَاَعْتَصَمُوا بِهِ, and they held on to the rope of Allah. وَالْتَجَوْا إِلَيْهِ فِي جَلْبِ مَنَافِعِهِمْ وَدَفْعِ الْمَضَارِ عَنْهِمْ. And they referred to him in bringing about benefits and preventing away from them harm. وَأَخْلَصُوا دِينَهُمْ الَّذِي هُوَ الْإِسْلَامُ وَالْإِيمَانُ وَالْإِحْسَانُ لِلَّهِ. And they were sincere to Allah in their religion, and their religion is Islam and Iman and Ihsan. They're really all Islam. When you say Islam, it includes the three. When you say Islam, it includes the three. When the three are mentioned together, they have distinct definitions. Right? Right. And the hadith of Jibreel, he asked him about Islam, and he asked the Prophet ﷺ about Iman, and he asked him about Ihsan. Three distinct qualities. But when you say Islam on its own, you mean Iman is included, and you mean Ihsan is included at the various levels that one may attain. فَقَصَدُوا وَجْهَ اللَّهِ بِأَعْمَالِهِمْ الظَّاهِرَ وَالْبَاطِنَةِ. So they sought Allah's face with their deeds, the inwardly and the outwardly. وَسَلِمُوا مِنَ الرِّيَاءِ وَالنِّفَاقِ. And they saved themselves. They were secure from riya, showing off, and nifaq, hypocrisy. فَمَنِ اتَّصَفَ بِهَذِهِ الصِّفَاتِ فَأُولَئِكَ مَعَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. Whoever then is characterized by these qualities, then he is with the believers. أي في الدنيا والبرزخ ويوم القيامة. He'll be with the believers in this worldly life. He'll be with them in the interval, and he will be with them on the day of resurrection. With the believers, على طول. وسوف يؤتي الله المؤمنين أجرا عظيما. And verily, Allah shall definitely give the believers a great reward. لا يعلم كنهه إلا الله. Very nice Arabic word. كنهه. Has anyone ever heard of it before? Kunhahu. Yani, the way to translate it to English, no one knows about its core essence, its reality. What it is itself. No one would really know except Allah. مِمَّا لَا عَيْنٌ رَأَتْ وَلَا أُذْنٌ سَمِعَتْ وَلَا خَطَرَ عَلَى قَلْبِ بَشَرٍ. That which Allah has prepared for them, that no one knows the reality of except Allah, and that which no eye has ever seen, nor ear has ever heard, and has never come across a human's heart, as in human's mind, because we believe that our minds are in our hearts. Right? Our hearts, our minds are in our hearts. Right or wrong? Right or wrong? Right or wrong? Right or wrong? What? What do you mean, yeah?
According to Islam, it's
here. Are you sure? What's your evidence? That's a strong evidence. Ooh, he silenced me there, man. I can't refute myself now. No, but do we need to have an evidence, Juan? I mean, this is a critical issue, because mind you, you tell this to a disbeliever and he's going to look at you like you're a lunatic. And you better have some evidence to back up what you're saying, otherwise you're going to look silly. You're going to look silly. Say, you don't even know what you're saying. Get out of here, man. Aywa, alayhi salallahu alayhi wa
sallam. There's a flesh in the body. It's good in the whole body. And the heart is connected to the mind, because the heart is the control of everything.
That's a nice observation. But there's explicit ayat. Allah said, وَلَقَدْ ذَرَأْنَا لِجَهَنَّمْ كَثِيرًا مِنَ الْجِنِّ وَالْإِنسِ لَهُمْ أَعْيُنٌ لَا يُبْصِرُونَ بِهَا وَلَهُمْ آذَانٌ لَا يَسْمَعُونَ بِهَا وَلَهُمْ قُلُوبٌ لَا يَفْقَهُونَ بِهَا أُولَئِكَ كَالْأَنْعَامِ بَلْ هُمْ أَضَلُّ أُولَئِكَ هُمُ الْغَافِلُونَ. The ayah explicitly says they have eyes with which they do not see, ears with which they do not hear, and hearts with which they do not have fiqh. You know what fiqh is? To comprehend and understand something. They don't understand with their hearts. Now, with that said, we do not deny the involvement of the brain in the thinking process. Okay? What we're saying is that the heart is the asl, is the source. Whether there is a relationship between the mind and all these things, we don't deny that. We're not against that. But we do not also claim that the heart is uninvolved, because the ayat say that they are involved. And in some studies, they found, and this is confirmed from reliable sources, they had a heart transplant. Huh? And then the person who survived with the new heart, he started to behave in a manner similar to the one, the person he got his heart from. Certain food he used to hate, now he liked. And food he liked, now he hates. His behavior, people around him identified, this person is not the same. And he would even have flashbacks of things which never happened in his life. And it was a heart transplant. You would think the heart is just a pump. Give him blood, khalas. Sah? It's just an organ. It's not like if you get someone's kidney, you start thinking like them. Huh? It's just a kidney. Or a toe, or a finger, it's not the same. The heart though affected the person. This is, by the way, according to recent events that happened. So, and we don't use this, this is not our concern. This is just as a compliment. Yalla, take it. The asr is the Quran. Allah said it. Surah Al-Anfal. I don't remember which ayah. I told you about the website Islamic City, Ya Abdul Hadi. Ya Abdul Hadi, Aslahak Allah. Ya Shaykh, Allah Yarham Ammak. Isma' anta wiya al-kalam. Isma' al-kalam. You go to Islamic City. Islamic City. And now they put it at one. But instead of saying Islamic City, they made the C working for Islamic and for city. Mashi.com, I believe. When you go to the website, on the left, there's something called phonetic search. Phonetic search. It's fantastic. You type with the English letters the Arabic sounds. For example, right now I said قُلُوبٌ لَا يَفْقَهُونَ بِهَا. You type قُلُوب, Q-U-L-U-U-B.
But we did not remember what the sound.
This is your problem. Huh? قُلُوب لَا L-A Yafqahun. Y-A-F-K. However you want to type it, they're not particular. You put a Q, you put a K, you put a C. Kuluiji. Then you press search. And boom. It will tell you all the ayat where these words appeared together consecutively. But once you're done, don't rely on their English translation because it's horrible. It will give you the Arabic ayah and the English ayah. Then you go to another website. I believe it's called the True Call, thetruecall.com. thetruecall.com, and there they have the Sahih International English translation. Look up the ayah and get the Sahih International translation. Capish? Now I'm giving you the tricks of the business, by the way.
Surah Al-Baqarah.
Double check right now. I'm not sure. That's what I remember. I'm giving you, what I gave you right now is treasure worth millions of riyals by Allah's grace. Because these are the tools you need to become, to get involved in da'wah. You need this to better your knowledge. You need this because now you can search and find the ayat, and it makes your life much easier. So please utilize it accordingly. Bismillah. You have internet access? Tayyib, mashi. Mashi ya jama'a. So the heart, the thinking is in the heart. The understanding is in the heart. How? Allahu a'lam. Aywa. The Shaykh went on to say, وَتَأَمَّلْ كَيْفَ خَصَّ الْإِعْتِصَامِ وَالْإِخْلَاصِ بِالذِّكْرِ مَعْ دُخُولِهِمَا فِي قَوْلِ وَأَصْلَحُ. And pay attention how Allah specified the mention of holding on tightly and sincerity, even though they are included in the term rectified. Yani when Allah says they rectify their condition, it includes the two aforementioned qualities. But Allah specified them because of their importance. لأن الاعتصام والإخلاص من جملة الإصلاح. Because holding on to to Allah Azza wa Jal, holding on to the deen of Allah, that is, and sincerity are part of rectification. لشدة الحاجة إليهما. Because they are much, much needed. خصوصا في هذا المقام الحرج. Specifically in this very uncomfortable situation. الذي تمكن من القلوب النفاق. When the hypocrisy has overtaken the heart. فلا يزيله إلا شدة الاعتصام بالله ودوام اللج والافتقار إليه في دفعه. None can remove hypocrisy except holding on tightly to the deen of Allah and always referring to Him and being in a state of need for Allah to keep this hypocrisy away from us. وكون الإخلاص مناف كل المنافات للنفاق. And because sincerity opposes hypocrisy in every way, shape and form. فذكرهما لفضلهما. So Allah mentioned them because of their virtue. وتوقف الأعمال الظاهرة والباطنة عليهما. Because the validity of the deeds, whether inwardly or outwardly, are conditional to them. Sincerity and being in need of Allah. ولشدة الحاجة في هذا المقام إليهما. Because of the importance of mentioning them in this particular context. The Shaykh went on to say, وتأمل كيف لما ذكر أن هؤلاء مع المؤمنين لم يقل وسوف يؤتيهم أجرا عظيما. Now pay attention how after Allah mentioned that these are with the believers, He did not say and Allah will give them an excellent reward. مع أن السياق فيهم. Even though the context is speaking about the hypocrites who repent, Allah did not say that He will give them. بل قال وسوف يؤتي الله المؤمنين أجرا عظيما. عجيب. Allah didn't say Allah will. Okay, Allah spoke about the hypocrites except those who repent and they are sincere to Allah and they hold on to the robe of Allah. Then they are with the believers. Then you will think the ayah will say and Allah will give them a good reward, an excellent reward. Those who repented became believers. No. Allah said and verily Allah will give the believers an excellent reward. He mentioned the believers again. And He did not just say, He didn't use the pronoun they or them. لأن هذه القاعدة الشريفة لم يزل الله يبدئ فيها ويعيد. إذا كان السياق في بعض الجزئيات. This noble principle, Allah has been ever initiating it and repeating it. and that is when the context is that of partial issues, partial issues. وأراد أن يترتب عليه ثوابا أو عقابا. And then Allah wants to make a result of that, some good deed, some reward, or some punishment. وكان ذلك مشتركا بينه وبين الجنس الداخل فيه. And there's a relationship between that and the kind which is involved in it. رتب الثواب في مقابلة الحكم العام الذي تندرج تحته تلك القضية وغيرها. Allah will give the general, Allah will make the reward in recompense or in return for the general rule under which this case is categorized in others. وَلِأَلَّا يُتَوَهَمْ اِخْتِصَاصُ الْحُكْمِ بِالْأَمْرِ الْجُزِيِّ. And so the people will not think that this is restricted to this partial issue. And it's very difficult to explain. So Allah did not say those people, so no one will think that it is restricted to the munafiqeen. Allah wanted the issue to be more general, to generalize so that the people will not apply it in one particular context. فَهَذَا مِنْ أَسْرَارِ الْقُرْآنِ الْبَدِيعَةِ. This is one of the great miraculous secrets of the Qur'an. فَالتَّائِبُ مِنَ الْمُنَافِقِينَ مَعَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ وَلَهُ ثَوَابُهُمْ. The one who repents from among the hypocrites is with the believers, and he will get their reward. He will get their reward. And with this, inshallah ta'ala, we conclude this particular dars. And صلى الله وسلم على نبينا محمد.
One forty-seven.
Yeah, 146.